Bring an auto show to Shanghai, China, and people are sure to come. Tens of thousands of potential car buyers from the world's largest auto market. Ford Motors' Dave Shoak is counting on it.
So you've got 30 million customers out there, all with different tastes and different affordability levels. And what Ford wants to do is bring our global, the power and leverage of our global lineup, you know, from small to medium to large, into China.
But the competition is fierce. Here's Daimler AG chairman Dieter Zetsch.
We are increasing our local content here in this country, and next month we are opening the first engine plant with a capacity of 250,000 units outside of Germany for Mercedes engines.
The Chinese see cars as a potent symbol of success. Auto Foresight analyst Yale Zhang says the rising demand for premium and luxury automobiles reflects China's emergence as an economic superpower.
This market becoming more like a European or American style, entry-level premium like Mercedes C-Class or BMW 3 Series. This kind of entry premium is growing very fast.
Demand has been especially high for larger sport utility vehicles. Carson Engel, who heads BMW's China Group, says the roomy interiors appeal to China's newly rich, even though some will probably never drive them.
The ultimate driving machine, you probably experience a lot from the rear seat with your driver. So you need more space, you want more space, you want to have quietness, the possibility to work in the car.
That's something luxury automaker Bugatti's marketing director, Stefan Brungs, understands.
This is what Chinese have learned and perceived as luxury, to sit in the back and be chauffeured.
Despite the high demand for larger automobiles, environmental issues and fuel consumption concerns are contributing to the heightened interest in green, fuel-efficient vehicles. Nissan's Asia Vice President, Andy Palmer.
4 years ago, when we introduced the concept of electric car, most of our colleagues in the industry thought we'd lost our minds. Now it doesn't look so stupid, you know?
But for now, analysts say new hybrid and electric technology is likely to take a back seat in China. Despite higher government taxes on larger gasoline combustion engines, new data shows sales of SUVs are up nearly 50% from a year ago and likely to double by 2015. Millar Sega, VOA News.